Happy 4th of July weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys had a wonderful, safe week, and I hope that you have fun plans for the 4th. And this holiday, it truly takes me back to a lot of memories growing up, you know, cooking out with my dad and camping and getting our favorite fireworks to put together our little display. And we hadn't done that in years because, you know, life happens. But this year, we are definitely bringing back the old traditions. And I'm just super excited to spend the weekend with my family and just do what we used to do growing up, you know, camping, making s'mores, cooking out, lighting off fireworks. If you guys have like any special traditions or like things that you and your family or friends have done over the years, please share them with me. I would absolutely would just love to read those. I know everybody has like their own way of celebrating the holiday. So even if you and your family or friends have any like kind of out of the box traditions for 4th of July weekend, or if you go somewhere special like every year for goodness knows how long. I know a lot of people who have done the same things for 20 years plus. They've been going to the same beach or the same campground or park, or they've gone to the same locations for firework displays. And it's cool to know those stories. So I'm excited to also share my own. You know, growing up, you know, when I was little, I wasn't a huge fan of loud noises. Every time that my dad would light off firecrackers or Roman candles or something like really loud, I would either run and hide in my childhood home, or I would run and hide behind my mom, and I would like hold on to her shirt and just be all scared. Thankfully, I've grown from that, and I'm able to enjoy a variety of displays, whether people come together and put together fireworks they've bought from the store, or going to watch fireworks at a park or over the lake, from a boat, from a rock wall. I've done it all, and I'm very blessed to cherish those memories. So this holiday has just always stuck with me in that way. And I feel like this holiday kind of brings out the inner child in everybody, kind of like Halloween does, but in a totally different way. It's just one of those holidays that I just really enjoy celebrating, next to Thanksgiving and Christmas. But it's one that really stands out to me, and it's, you know, it's summertime, it's like 90 degrees outside, and you know, I've heard stories about people, you know, it being so hot that they were able to fry an egg in the driveway or on a rock on the 4th of July because it's so hot out. And people love going swimming and watching all kinds of fireworks. And it's just those moments, like even the little ones, you know, whether it's spending it with your friends or family, or, you know, roasting that hot dog or Malo over a fire, they all really stick out to me. So I'm really excited. It's been a tough week. I'm still plowing through the most miserable job that I've had in a while. I've definitely heard of worse, and I've had worse, but this definitely places in like the top 2-3 maybe worst jobs I've ever had. So I'm just happy that I was able to get through this week, and you know, look forward to being away this weekend and spending time with family and creating more memories like we have all of these years. I kind of remember when our 4th of July celebrations kind of stopped. It was definitely the year after I graduated high school, and I did a lot of traveling that summer. If I remember correctly, I think the year I graduated high school, I spent, I think it was the beginning of July, to be honest, in Boston, Massachusetts. So that was definitely very different from our, you know, backyard cookout firework, you know, camaraderie. So I remember the beginning of July, like I spent like 5 days in Boston, and then we spent a little bit of time in Salem. So that was like the first year where we did something completely different. We actually traveled somewhere and kind of broke the tradition a little bit. I think I remember seeing fireworks that year, but it definitely wasn't on the 4th. It was like maybe beforehand or afterward, where we might have saw fireworks somewhere. But it was also the summer that I spent almost half a month with my aunt and uncle in Hawaii. So right after we got back from Boston, I was back on a plane again to see my aunt and uncle. So that was just kind of like the first year of like really, really like big, like first time ever trips, not with Hawaii, but Boston. So that kind of, it got away from the tradition a little bit. So after that, it really stopped then, because, you know, college and jobs and work happened, and it's like we were all growing up too fast probably, and we just never really had time to get together because everybody had to work, or, you know, I was away at school, or in the first instance I was away traveling. But somehow we've always managed to see the lighters in the air. That's just something that's always stood out to me. And, you know, I'm guilty of wanting to record the whole show, or I'm guilty of wanting to take all of the pictures that I can, because as I've said previously in a podcast, photos are everything to me. Photos and videos are life. They bring me life. It's like, if somebody were to take that away, it would be like taking away the air that I breathe. So, more or less. But it's every year I always try to just kind of sit and be in the moment and enjoy it like I see a lot of other people do. I'm actually very, very jealous of those people who are able to just like sit and watch it and be in the moment, whereas I'm trying to like snap every picture I can like crazy, or, you know, record for as long as I can. But that's something that I need to get better at on the 4th of July holidays, because I feel like I miss out on too much, but I always like going back and looking at, you know, what had happened. And that's just kind of why, I guess that's just kind of why I keep doing it. So I'm happy to bring back the tradition of, you know, spending time with family. And I can't honestly remember the last time I'd done something like this, where we would, you know, shoot fireworks off at my dad's house and grill out and camp out. I can't remember even the last time I went camping. Camping has been a staple in my family for a long time. When my parents first started dating and when they were first married, they did a lot of camping. And my parents just kind of carried that tradition down to my brother and I. So when my parents were raising my brother and I, we would always go camping, we would always go to the beach and do fireworks, or we would just have it at home and camp out. And as a matter of fact, true story, now that we're kind of on the topic of camping, when my parents were done renting, when they were done renting the house that my brother and I had grown up in the small town of Hartford, Ohio, if any of you know where that is, you can relate. It's a very small, it's a quiet town, but it's peaceful, and that's where I grew up. So shout out to anybody who knows where Hartford, Ohio is. when we were done renting there, my parents decided to build a new house on property not too far from where we grew up. It was about a 10-15 minute move, so not too bad. And I remember when we were building the house, we had camped out at the property. We set up, you know, a fire ring to have a fire and do s'mores. And, you know, we had set tents up and everything while we were watching the house being built, or, you know, we just kind of basked in what we were creating. And that was the first time ever that we had camped on our property or at our soon to be house. And I'm so happy that we're doing that this weekend, because it brings back a lot of those memories, like growing up and, you know, ooh, like we're building a new family house. We get to make more memories here. We all get to be in a new location, even though it wasn't very far. But I just remember camping out like that before our house was even built, you know, after the property was paid off and everything, we would do that. And that was the first time ever. And I just think it's cool that we're bringing that back and, you know, being able to relive like those memories again. Those memories are super, super precious to me. And I'm sure for those of you who are listening, I'm sure you guys can relate, or you have a lot of memories that you've built with, you know, even yourself, or even with your friends or your family or your significant other or whomever. And those are the memories that just truly cling to your heart. So I'm happy that we're bringing all of that back. Also, the food. We have to talk about the food. There's just all kinds of different foods out there that people typically make on the 4th of July. Not really. I know people that really don't stick to the whole like traditional like burgers, dogs, fruit, or, you know, homemade potato salad, or, you know, ice cream, pie, blueberry or apple pie. Some people really think out of the box. And this year we were thinking about doing that, but my dad was like, nope, I want to use my new grill. I have to have burgers and dogs, and we have to have all of that, because we've done that for years and we have to bring that back. And I was totally fine with it. So in a way, even with food or the location, or regardless of who's involved, it's just every little thing completely matters. And it's just something that I've carried with me ever since I was a little girl. And I just, you know, bringing it back means so much to me. I've said that over and over, but I'm just thrilled to be able to do that. So yeah, people have different ways of celebrating, and they have different, you know, family recipes that they have. If you guys have any of those that you would like to share with me, please reach out. I would love to read about the ins and outs of your guys's 4th of July traditions. Also, another thing that sticks out to me, ever since I was a little kid, on the 4th of July, my parents would get my brother and I those bombsicles, or the bomb pops. Yes, I'm almost 25 years old and I still get excited about them. I still love them very much. They are the red, white, and blue rocket-shaped popsicles. You know what I'm talking about. At least I hope you do. But they're, you know them when you see them, and they're very, very easy to come across. Those were other things that kind of resonated with me, and I hadn't had them in years, and I think I bought them like maybe 1 or 2 months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I remember like eating these as a kid, and it's been ages. So I feel like that's what this weekend is really going to feel like. Also, my grandparents, my grandmother and Grandpa Morrison, they were also really big on the 4th of July. They always got, whenever they babysat my brother and I during the month of July or like 4th of July weekend or something, they would always make sure that they had enough sparklers and bottle rockets and smoke bombs and snaps and all of those like little like traditional things that people usually get on the 4th of July. And I remember where they lived, we would do those things like out on their back patio. They would have their really big swing set up and their outdoor furniture and the tables and chairs, and we would just sit out there and visit with one another. And my grandfather, he would, you know, shoot off bottle rockets or light smoke bombs, or, you know, he would give my brother and I those little like snaps to play with. And that's just kind of like other memories that I've created too, with my dad's parents. And I would like to learn more about like what my dad did growing up during the 4th of July. I have a feeling it's pretty much the same as what we're doing this weekend, because my grandparents were really involved with that holiday and patriotic. My great-grandfather and my grandfather Morrison, they were both veterans. My grandfather Morrison, he was in the Navy, and God bless his soul, I really miss him. And you know, that was just something that really resonated with him. And you know, when he had passed away, you know, my grandmother receiving the American flag and everything and that being handed to her, like that was really something else. It was a very kind of sentimental, heartbreaking, but bittersweet moment. And, you know, I wouldn't trade those memories for anything. And, you know, my grandmother, she had passed away last year, and I think about her every time I think of the 4th of July, and I think about a lot of people in my family when this holiday comes around, but mostly them, because it's like, you know, while we did 4th of July celebrations with my parents, my grandparents were also involved too, and it's something that I will never let go of. So anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, a wonderful, happy, safe weekend. And I hope that the inner child in you gets to come out, and I hope that you're able to smile more than once or twice or three times, you know, as much as you can, because this is truly a holiday that I resonate with family-wise, and I'm sure it is with you guys too. Whether you're celebrating it with family or friends or with just yourself, it truly is okay. And, you know, everybody makes it their own. And I think that's what's so cool about this holiday. And, you know, all of the other holidays that we do celebrate, if you celebrate them, I really feel as if everybody creates their own bliss. And that's what I just really appreciate. So if you guys want to share your 4th of July stories with me and your traditions, please reach out to me. I'd love to read them. And if you're listening, and if you have been listening, if you've been sharing my podcast, if you've been sharing my candid voice everywhere, bless your heart. That's the reason why I'm still here. I can't really believe that I'm still doing this. Was a little late on it today, but I'm happy that I was still able to fit it in this busy schedule for this busy weekend. So stay safe, keep smiling, and have a happy 4th. Bye-bye.